Longview Lobo High School Football.
Brought to you by Peter Chevrolet Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Fiat.
On 106.5 Jack FM.
Well, welcome back, everyone. Coach King's joined us now. And, Wild Man, if you're listening, I did relay that message you asked me to relay it to Coach, and I'm sure you'll hear from him about that later.
Yes, he will.
Okay. Coach, Johnny, when he saw the toss of the coin, he saw that Horn deferred, gave Longview the ball to start the first half. He said that's a mistake. Well, he proved right as you took it straight down and scored easily, and that seemed to be just the theme of the night.
Yeah, you know, we got it going early, and Camden got it started with a big touchdown catch, and then, you know, I think we had 21 time the first quarter was out, and, you know, we were clicking on all cylinders and did what we needed to do in the first half. Defense, I thought, played well. You know, they're missing some people for injury reasons and other reasons, you know, and they kind of got down, and they didn't play as hard as what they've been playing. But us being able to do that took it out of them. That's what I told the kids, you know, and you got to go out and take it away from them. You know, a team coming in that's 0-6, and, you know, I'm sure there's some doubt, you know, and let's go put that doubt back in their mind. Let's not give them a glimmer of hope, and that's what we did.
John, I thought tonight we played more with a three front with a nose guard than we have all year, and I thought the defense really, really looked good tonight. Had great pursuit, great containment, everything. Was it by design tonight because it was Horn, or is that something we're going to see more of?
Well, we've gone to the three down, you know, various times. We played a lot versus Rockwall, too, and tonight. But we have some injuries that we still got a couple of guys out, and it hurts our rotation in the defensive line, and we've got speed. At the safety spot, and some, you know, got more depth there. So we're taking some of our safeties and playing them as outside linebackers versus these spread teams. And it just puts more speed on the field for us. It helps us with a rotation to the defensive line, you know, and we can mix it in with a two-backer scheme out of an odd front or a three-backer scheme, you know, and just try to cause some confusion. And the big thing is just, take away some of those angles that they get, you know, whether it's throwing angles with the quarterback or quarterback run read stuff, you know, that a lot of people are doing. So it's been good for us, and we're still in the infant stages with it. We're going to have to continue to progress with it.
But the containment on Givens, I thought, was just awesome.
I mean,
they just did a great job of that.
We did. We flushed him. Of course, we lost contain a couple of times, but, you know, it wasn't because of the structure of the defense. The kid lost contain, but, I mean, that happens. And Givens is elusive. But I thought for the most part, our defensive line did a great job of putting pressure on it. We had a spy on him with a linebacker. We were able to contain him when he flushed and, you know, made him throw the ball away quite a few times.
And you used a lot of kids on defense. You ran linebackers out there. You ran secondary, like you just mentioned, out there. Linemen, you had a lot of kids get action. And I don't mean late in the game. I'm talking about the entire time.
Well, that was a plan. We're rolling about three inside linebackers and six or seven defensive linemen and a couple of different safeties. So, I mean, that gives us depth, and rolling three corners. DeKyron Buchanan's a kid that's really come on playing well of his late. And he's really, really helped solidify our secondary. I think that our safeties, Jeff Nye and Jacob Johnson, did a great job of getting lined up, communicating calls. We didn't bust anything and turn anything loose through the middle of the field.
You know, I think in general, it seems like the off week was really good to us. I mean, I just was really couldn't believe how well we played on both sides of the ball. And the passing game was incredible again.
Well, you know, I was a little worried about it, you know, coming back off of an open week and how you going to come out. Are you going to be ready for game speed? But I think the opening drive kind of got rid of that doubt. But I thought we ran the ball effectively. I thought that we threw the ball well, protected well most of the night. I think going in the first half, we were like 17 rushes, 16 passes or something like that, well balanced in what we needed to do, even on yardage. And it's kind of what we want to do, be able to mix it up. It was a good showing of our offense, but the defense getting us the ball back was huge for us to get that big lead there in the first half. You know, and nice to see big number five go rolling up there with about a 60-yard touchdown run. We finally got him loose, you know, in open field. And that dude can run. You know, a lot of people don't give him credit for his speed, but he can run.
You talked about the protecting well tonight. Your offensive line had a pretty good game.
They did. They played pretty well, and they gave us some different looks, trying to confuse us a little bit and get an extra guy on us in the box. But I thought we did a good job of getting it adjusted. Coach Lottinger, you know, got those guys straight, and they did a good job of picking it up and executing.
I think Haynes has kind of figured out, when in doubt, look for Campbell Perry.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, he's pretty good one to throw it to.
I'm telling you.
You know, but we've got to be able to spray the ball around. We just can't lock in on one guy. But, I mean, some of the stuff, you know, tonight, I know the touchdown, that was his third option that he came back to, and the first two were covering. It was a good job of Camden staying with the route and Haynes finding him. He had time to throw the football. And, you know, on the third, I forget what it was, second long or third long, we're hitting Camden on a crossing route, right, continuing a drive, and that was great protection. I thought we had to out route into the boundary, and he didn't throw it for whatever reason, but, you know, we were able to stay with it. Protection was good. He stayed in the pocket and hit the crossing route for a big first down.
Yeah, the first one, it looked to me like that Randall might have been the primary receiver, as he went right up and split the safeties, and then they did a good job of covering him, and then Perry comes underneath, and that's when Haynes checked off and made the throw, and then Perry made the great run up the sideline.
Yeah, got a good block out of Caden Kirby, which was huge, you know. So, we kind of scissored those two on a route and had Camden on a crossing route and came open, you know. But I thought the throw that he made going down their sideline on the boot pass, you know, he threw the wheel route. He had to throw him back shoulder. Camden made a heck of a catch on. It was unbelievable catch the kid made. Oh, man, that comes from playing a little backyard football together.
Yeah. I said that's the kind of throw and catch you see at a higher level than high school. I mean, it was unbelievable.
Well, it was pretty good. I'll say that, you know. But that comes from putting in the time, you know. And these kids work, you know, on the weekends. They come up and throw on their own. And you know, they like to do it. I don't have to ask them. A lot of times I have to tell them to calm down, you know. Rest your body a little bit. But that's that extra practice it takes.
Another great thing about tonight, you got everybody in the game. You had several tailbacks, several fullbacks, two quarterbacks, and a 2-point conversion by your holder. That he made a nice throw, and Kevin Jones made a good catch.
Kept the ball alive. Found Kevin Jones in the back, and that's executing your assignment. We had a fire call on mishandling snap, and he got in the back of the end zone. You know, we throw it up, at least have a chance to make a play on it. You know, and I'll say this, you mentioned backup quarterback, but I thought J.D. Williams had a heck of a night. He had a touchdown reception in the red zone for us. It was a big score. And then, of course, he had the quarterback power read and kept for a touchdown. But I thought he did a great job of running our offense there in the third and fourth quarters too.
Well, you are still undefeated and in a good spot in the district race. You got to go back on the road next week to play Rockwall Heath. They didn't play very well against Rockwall tonight, and they lost 34-7. But they're still fighting for a playoff spot. So I know they'll be up for you next week.
There's no doubt. You know, I know they had a big win last week against a good Mesquite team, much improved Mesquite team, and hearing that they held Rockwall to 34 points tells me they're playing pretty good defense. You know, but it'll be a tough challenge going back up to Rockwall, but to be 2-0, with four to play, you know, you got to take care of business. You know, we got to find a way to win the next one. And you know, I think four wins get you in and five for sure. You know, we want to be a number one seed. We want to be a district champion. And you know, we've worked extremely hard to get to this point. You know, when it started last January after the football season to get to this point. So, I want our kids to stay focused, our coaches stay, you know, focused, and let's keep this team together and continue to improve. There's still things we can do better, and let's play our best football the next half of district play and then going into playoffs.
You're getting a lot of experience in the rain. At least the second, maybe third game we've played in the rain. So if you run into that again – later on in the year.
Yeah. We practice in it. Yeah. The kids will tell you I have a weather machine. I really got them thinking I got a weather machine. And I can make that rain go away when I want to. But, no, We're going to practice unless it's lightning. But, you know, you're right. That is good for us, playing in the rain, practicing playing in the wind. I mean, you got to get used to the conditions and not make excuses, you know, when you have to play in those. I mean, like one of my former coaches, Coach Ball, used to say, it's raining on both sides and the wind's blowing on both sides. So let's not make an excuse out of it. And he's exactly right. But our kids don't. We go accept the next challenge.
One other thing I want to mention. Your sub-varsity teams, all four of them won again yesterday, and the ninth grade's coming along. Your JV is playing real well. You got to be proud of all those kids.
I am. I'm extremely proud of our freshman football team. It was kind of shaky there for a while. We went through a couple of weeks where we were finding ways to lose ball games, but that, you know, it takes a little time with your freshmen. You know, but they're getting more comfortable with their scheme, understanding terminology, and they're playing so much better. I mean, they scored 50 points last night. I don't know if they've scored 50 points total in the other three or four games. But, you know, our B team won, and, of course, our JV went on the road and won, too. So those kids are practicing hard and playing well, and, you know, that's our future. It's important to us, and that's why we structure things the way we do. You know, we don't neglect those guys and try to develop them and, you know, keep them in the program and build with them program down the road.
All right. Well, we appreciate you coming up, just like always. We look forward to talking to you next week over in Rockwall.
All right. Thank you.
All right. We'll be back. We're going to take one more break, Aaron, and we'll be back to wrap things up. We'll be right back after this 1-minute timeout.